Today's episode of Beyond the Mask is presented by the team at CRNA Financial Planning. Get a free consultation today to be guided through the complexities of investing and financial planning. Just visit crnafinancialplanning.com. And don't forget, listening to our podcast can earn you Class B credits. For more information on how you can submit them, check out the CE Credit tab on our website, beyondthemaskpodcast.com. Welcome to Beyond the Mask, innovation and opportunities for CRNAs and advanced practice nurses, with certified financial planner Jeremy Stanley and CRNA Sharon Pierce. Jeremy Stanley has worked with CRNAs for more than 23 years, and Sharon Pierce is a former president of the AANA and the NCANA. Join us as we leave the operating room and learn the latest in the CRNA and advanced practice nurse industries. Beyond the Mask starts in 10, 9, 8, 7.
Hey there, this is Sharon. I'm in Washington, D.C. at Mid-Year Assembly, and unfortunately, Jeremy couldn't join me here at the meeting.
Morning, sir.
However, listeners, I have been joined by one of our new guest co-hosts, Tracy Castleman. Tracy's been a longtime friend of mine and is one of the group I affectionately call the Fab Four. Tracy, thank you for joining me. Why don't you tell a little bit about yourself before we kick off our topic today?
Hi, Sharon. Thank you. It's really, really nice to be here. I'm Dr. Tracy Castleman. I'm not used to saying the doctor part. I am a nurse anesthetist, a nurse anesthesiologist in New Jersey, where I practiced. Started in New York, up in Albany. After I graduated from the Albany Med Program, I've sat in leadership positions. I've raised two sons who are awesome young men now, off on their own. I get the privilege to teach clinically as the clinical site coordinator for the Rutgers University program. And I currently am the president of the NJANA, New Jersey Association of Nurse Anesthetists, charitable arm, which I believe we are the only state that has a charitable arm.
I believe you are. Well, we have two guests with us today that kind of fell in our lap.
Yes,
I
they
guess
did.
You could say. And we were in the exhibit hall.
Around the coffee pot.
There we go. And this is where we met these two young ladies. So I will let you ladies introduce yourself. And they are students.
Yes,
and
they are.
Tell us where you're going to school, what year you are, etc. So you first.
Hello, my name is Haley Johnson. I am midway through my junior year.
Woo-hoo!
Which is super exciting. I go to St. Vincent College, Accella Health School of Nurse Anesthesia. Quite a long name, but we are out in Latrobe, PA, so about an hour outside of Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Hi, my name's Kelby Stanko. I am from Morgantown, West Virginia, and I also am going to St. Vincent Accella Health School of Anesthesia. I am classmates with Haley here. Yeah, so we're just really excited to be here.
And it is really exciting to have the next generation sitting in front of us. I love residents.
This was us 30 years ago. So, but they didn't have
We
podcasts.
Were very young, though. Yeah. We were 12 and 13 years old.
Yes.
Are you both in the mentoring program?
I am.
I am not, no.
Oh. Will you come back next year?
Yes.
If you get mentored?
Absolutely, I would.
The AANA has a wonderful program here where we pair identified student nurse anesthetist leaders along with AANA leaders, whether they're on the board of directors or state leaders, committee people, fabulous people, and they get to spend the day with that that leader attending the meeting, any sidebar conversations, lunch, maybe a couple of drinks afterwards if that's your thing, right? Haley, how's that going for you today?
It has been wonderful. So we kind of got the opportunity to mix and mingle last night, and just the volume of people that we were introduced to and the number of connections made has been so invaluable. You realize how small of a community this really is, and you know, almost everyone you can relate to in some way. So that's been great as a student to see all of these CRNAs that are out working and in the professional world still coming together and still making these connections. So it gives us something to look forward to as a student. The other thing that's really kind of like sparked our interest is how dedicated everyone is and how much of a long-term commitment that being a part of this association is. You know, as we were talking downstairs and we all might not have the same personality, but we all have the same personality traits. And I'm sure I can speak for numerous people that we've been, you know, all members of this committee, all members of that committee, on this board, on that board, you know, volunteering for this at work, you know, but those things seem to come and go. They seem very short term. You vote, you do this, you hold this fundraiser, you do that. And what I've noticed here is this is like a year after year after year after year commitment, and not by hand, not by force, because everyone loves to be here. Mm-hmm. And so that's been so eye-opening. And it's actually been very rewarding to, you know, to be a student and think, I can do this for the next however many years, however many more years I'm afforded the opportunity to keep coming here. So that's been, it's been lovely. It's been so rewarding. Again, making all those connections and then just getting excited that we can keep doing this year after year.
I think the ANA needs to put a video of that out, needs to put her out there. And just
absolutely, absolutely. What you don't realize is you're sitting at the table with the person who...
That's not why we're here.
Yes, who helped start this whole mentoring program is sitting right across the table from you.
The whole idea was that... when nurses choose to go back to school to become mm-hmm. nurse anesthetists, they've already identified themselves as leaders, right? Yeah. You don't stand at the head of the table as a shrinking violet. You're already ready to move, shake, and command your space. And so this is just a natural extension, I think. And it really just involves somebody opening the door and saying, you're welcome. Come on in. Not you're welcome, but you are welcomed to join us. And I think it's as simple as that. Kelby, what have you found the most surprising by showing up at this meeting?
I would say like definitely the passion. I also would agree with Haley on a lot of that. It's just so good to see like a community of a profession come together and work so hard together to like, you know, compete with the other professions, and like everybody having a voice, and we're all here together for the same reason. So just kind of having that community mm-hmm. Has been really inspiring and makes us like really excited to be in the profession that we chose to be in.
Well, that's nice.
Well, before we go forward, are you going to go back to West Virginia?
No, I'm very open to moving wherever I find a job. I've been taking each clinical site.
You can find a job any place you want to.
Yes, you can.
Yeah. I'm just kind of going into each clinical site with open arms and just trying to see what I like and dislike with wherever I'm at. So we'll kind of see. We'll see where life takes us.
I was just thinking, I'd definitely see you there. I've spoken at the West Virginia meeting for 13 years now. So anyway, we digress. So the conversation that we were having by the coffee pot was how we're losing students from our membership. That is the largest growing demographic that's leaving the AANA. And the conversation ensued about your thoughts on, are you going to remain a member? And why would you remain a member? And do you think coming to the meetings will help you with that going forward? So, Haley.
In short, yes. So just going back to it.
Prior to coming to this meeting,
yeah.
Did you have an opinion?
Oh, that's a good question.
I don't think I necessarily had an opinion. I was honored that my program director was like, hey, you know, I'm part of PANA and they're going to sponsor a few students to go to this conference. And I got to pick two people. You're one of them. So of course I was like honored and, you know, out of 90 of us that, mm-hmm. you know, he asked me to be a part of it. So that was my initial thing.
That's empowering. Yes.
Yeah. Like, okay, wow. He sees me.
But even before that, as just Joshmo student,
yeah.
a few, whatever, before you even knew about this
one
meeting, or you were selected, one
yeah.
of many, was there even a thought, you know, when I'm done, I'm going to join? You know, you paid your dues with your initial, probably tuition, right? Your dues
yep.
for 3 years were covered there. Was there any thought or conversation of, I want to be active in my state. I want to be active in the ANA. Had that even come across your radar? Thank you for the word.
The honest answer is no.
Right.
You know, we were told, you know, you have to become a member of the AANA. And so like the 30 of us in our class did, you go on, you sign on, you get your number, you pay your dues, and
you never think
it kind
about
of stopped
it
there. You, mm-hmm. You don't think of it again. And I was saying this downstairs, I truly didn't get it. I didn't understand the magnitude of what this really is. It's so easy to pay your dues.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, I'm a part of this. I paid my money. But to actually come here and experience it and see
the value,
the value, mm-hmm. how much work goes into everything that we are given in this profession. It's not just, you know, you get to go to work and you're lucky that, you know, you're doing anesthesia. All these things behind the scenes, all these bills, all this lobbying is what affords us the opportunity to go to the OR, to go to the private practice, wherever you may work, and be afforded the opportunity to do anesthesia. So I just truly, if I'm being honest, I didn't get it. Mm-hmm. And rolling in here, that first day I told Kelby and I was like, holy buckets. I was like, I had imposter syndrome and I was like, I didn't understand.
Don't worry. You'll have that all the time.
Yeah, we all have it. That.
I have it too. I mean,
in the last year and a half, it has yet to go away.
Yeah.
So
a few years into the profession and it has yet to go away.
Well, that's because CRNAs are the smartest people you'll ever meet. And, you will always meet somebody smarter than you. So, Kelby.
You're shaking your head a lot there.
I definitely agree with everything Haley said. I definitely didn't get it. I didn't even know what a PAC was. I didn't know anything about AANA. I just did as I was told to pay your dues and then just kind of continue with that. So, no, I never really thought I would be active in this or anything. Like Haley, I was also approached by my program director, and if it wasn't for him, I probably wouldn't be here because I wouldn't have thought that this is something that I would do. But now, after coming here, I know that I want to remain active in this, and I definitely see the value. And me and Haley were talking, we would love to like open the eyes of the rest of the students because I feel like there's such a lack of education on the side of like what the AANA does and is, and like what they do, what everybody does here. So it was really eye-opening.
Look at that. We have two student leaders, exactly what the mentoring program is about.
Exactly. Well, now a lot of programs indoctrinate you from the first day. My program did. I went to a program where close to 10% of all national presidents come from one school, and it's the school that I went to. But some programs, they just wait and teach it in the professionalism class that you're required to have by the COA at the end. You know, right now you're looking for the vocal cords, and so there are more important things, because if you can't maintain a airway, as my program director used to say, it's for naught anyway. But, you know, that being said, you know, we talk about new students not becoming members, and what I hear you saying is that you see the value of it, and I would suspect that you two ladies will be members of the association forever.
Yeah.
As two women who had the curtains opened onto what's really going on, right?
Yeah.
You know, don't pay attention to the man behind the curtain. How are you going to share that knowledge with your classmates? Do you have any intention of sharing it with them? And maybe how can other students who come to here, there's half of the people at this meeting are nursing anesthesia residents. Did you know that, Sharon?
Yes.
And so do you feel you have a responsibility to bring
the
message back?
I absolutely
do. So Kelby, what are you
do.
Thinking?
I definitely feel like seeing all the students definitely challenged me as well. I was telling Haley as soon as we got back to the room, I'm like, okay, we need a game plan. Like, we have to bring this to like our classmates, even our staff and everybody like at the school, and kind of tell them what we're about, because this is so important. Like, we wouldn't be here without the people fighting for us, like here in DC and for our profession. So it really, one, just seeing the amount of students here really challenged me. And secondly, me and Haley are working on a game plan. I said, let's make a PowerPoint. Like, let's go through like what the AANA is doing and like what a PAC even is, like, and just kind of go through there. So I think like just doing that is a start. And then
working on some education.
Yeah.
Educating our peers, educating the class below us, educating the class above us. And just sharing all of our knowledge, whether that be PowerPoint, down in our mentor meeting, you know, we had bounced ideas around that possibly students can jump on a PAC call to truly get involved and understand. Is there a way that, you know, for some of these meetings, I know we had the opportunity this weekend to, you know, virtually be here, but how many people actually signed up for that? I don't know. So I think a lot of it boils down to like spreading the education that we have gathered and just enlightening people on everything that there is to know.
Show them the value.
Show them the value.
Today's show is brought to you by the folks at CRNA Financial Planning, an independent consulting firm that offers financial planning services exclusively to CRNAs and their families. From planning for a child's future college expenses to building a predictable income stream in retirement, the firm is committed to offering you comprehensive financial services customized to fit your unique needs and objectives. If you have questions about your financial future, get them answered. Call the team at 855-304-3748. That's 855-304-3748. Or go online to crnafinancialplanning.com.
Well, think about it. I need some logistics here of some thoughts, and y'all may not have even thought wrapped your brain around it yet, but it's just like AA. Think about it. It takes an alcoholic to help another
we
alcoholic.
Know where you're going with
but
AA.
I know. Of course, we are, Adam. Yeah, yeah. And, you know. But what I'm saying is, it will take another mm-hmm. student telling another student. My daughter's had diabetes since she was 5, mm-hmm. and we used to take her to the hospital to see newly diabetic children when they didn't want to get their shots, because I can't tell them you're going to die if you don't take this shot. But another 6-year-old can say you will die mm-hmm. if you don't take this shot. And that's mm-hmm. what she would do. We would take her to the hospital to talk. So it's going to take one who knows one to talk mm-hmm. to one. So logistically, how do we operationalize this, I guess? Nowadays, we have so much technology available. Let's spitball some ideas. Does the AANA have webinars where you guys talk and other students log in and listen? Back at whenever I was president, we used to have fireside chats, mm-hmm. and that was really new in the technology
world.
So
my brain is going right now. So when we were students.
We're talking about it. You sent a letter to each other and
told
them.
There was no World Wide Web yet.
By the Pony Express.
AOL wasn't even a thing. So for me, I was the student rep on Council on Accreditation. That's how I began my journey. Mm-hmm. And I remember going back to my classmates and saying, oh, my God, you think our program is tough? You should see how bad there's a mess mm-hmm. out there. I mean, I was, you know, sorry, Nancy Brute Marie, I'm probably breaking all sorts of rules. But there were a couple of programs that were up for, that were being put on probation. Or, you know, I really came mm-hmm. back and shared with them what I learned. And who I met and who terrified me, Nancy Brute Marie.
Still terrifies all of us.
But who I adore. And so it started that way. And that was the genesis of the mentoring program, was when, because I graduated, had 2 kids, and I was back on a committee. My youngest was 9 months old, and I was on the PR committee. And we were asked, myself and the other junior member, mm-hmm. Beth Ann Clayton, and we were asked by the chairman, why are you 2 women here? Why are you not home having babies? And we're like, because somebody opened the door and invited us in, and we loved it, and we had fun, and, you know, it was great. And that's where the mentoring committee and the program started. So we're now into the next level, right? So you're coming in the same thing. You're drinking the Kool-Aid, and you mm-hmm. like it. So like Sharon said, how do we take this a step further? You know, we have talked to the states about mentoring, but my vision is, I think the beauty of this is it's a little more intimate. Right, with you and your mentor, you and the mentoring group, mm-hmm. who's bringing you out to introduce you to people, and you're seeing the connections and the friendship. Sharon and I have been friends for years, and we would not have met other than
we met at this meeting.
Our children are friends. Our Fab Four children are friends, and
we travel together.
Yeah, we do some fun stuff, and it wouldn't have happened except for this. So I see it more in how do we make it intimate and welcoming? Because if you have 100 students on a webinar, it's not going to have the same effect, right, as that one-on-one conversation. Who is your mentor today?
Miss Julie
Goderman. Did I say your last name right? Okay, good. Yay for me.
And in conversation with one-on-one, what do you feel that benefit has been in that small, little bit more intimate setting?
Just introducing me to people, showing me her way, how she got involved, not to mention everything that she does outside of the AA.
Yeah, she's amazing.
I could unroll a script, mm-hmm. like Santa Claus's nice list mm-hmm. of everything.
I thought you were on the naughty list, Julie.
Julie, you're doing a good job of fooling her.
Wait till you get to know her.
So, you know, it's been so nice to be a student being mentored by an experienced CRNA, an experienced AANA member. So one of my thoughts is, why can't us experienced students now, after we've been here for a year, I know we have a lot to learn, maybe hold a meet and greet for all of the schools for us in the Pittsburgh area, maybe under the AANA name, and say, hey, come learn. Let us tell you what we learned.
Talk to your state president.
Yeah.
We could. You could probably get them to sponsor it for you.
See one,
and get
do
your state
one,
president out there.
Yeah. I know we do a lot of, there are PANA events.
Your state,
and that's a state.
Is next weekend.
Yeah, it is next weekend.
And Hershey, the chocolate capital there. Well, by the way, where?
In May.
You may find what's really interesting is at Hershey Hotel in Hershey Park, where you walk in and they say light or dark. Because they give you chocolate every time you turn around.
Yes, they do.
Light or dark. there's scales in the hotel rooms, in the bathroom. I'm like, I am in the chocolate capital of the world. I went and spoke on bariatric updates, and there were scales in the bathroom. And I said, the irony of this is not lost on me, but I digress. Anyway, so that's a great idea.
But I think that is a really good idea.
While I appreciate what I'm hearing here, we've got to make something that's scalable, because we can't mentor every single student. So you guys are...
She's saying the students should mentor each other.
I get that. But
how do we create that vehicle?
Yes.
I'm putting you in charge of that. Haley and Kelby, you are in charge of that. You're going to create that for the state of Pennsylvania.
Have you already got your DMP projects done? Or settled what you're going to do?
I have potentially mine done. Ours kind of revolves around a case study. And then we branch our research off of that case study that we've done.
Okay, so you need to get one of your underclassmen who has not decided.
The knowledge gap is what the AANA does for, why do you need to be a member to the AANA?
I'll take another one on.
Get a junior
I'll
to
take
do
a second
it.
One.
No, that's the secret. You get the next
delegation.
You want
you to do it.
Yes. So I think, if, we can, as two people, what's stopping us from holding an event?
Create the model.
Everyone in our area.
A template, and then you share your template.
Invite them out and say, hey, this is what we learned. Let me educate you on what I didn't know. Let me show you everything that's possible. Let me tell you about the meeting. Let me tell you about what we're advocating for. And I always say, I could talk to a rock. So what's stopping me from standing in front of my own peers, students?
You found your family. You found your tribe right here.
Why can't I just go up and just talk to them and share our knowledge? And then hopefully those people can then go back to their peers who may not have come, or can take it on the next year and then hold their own informational session and then attend this meeting. And hopefully it spreads like wildfire. This is just a thought that crossed my head.
Well, this
is one of my daydreams.
That's a really great idea.
Kelby, you got something that you want to say that you want to add to this?
No, not really. I totally agree. I think that's a wonderful idea. Just kind of like getting together and meeting people. I'm a big relationships person, and I feel like I get the most out when I'm like sitting face to face with somebody. Mm-hmm. So just doing like a meet and greet, I feel like would be such a great idea. Even to meet and mingle between schools. I know Haley and I met some amazing people from one of the schools up in Pittsburgh at a clinical site, and we became really close, and then we actually all met up here. So they also are here. So I also feel like there's potential to grow, like not only like professionally, but like lifelong friendships in this profession. And then like it all kind of spirals. And then, there's volume in numbers. Like,
And if we can do this in Pittsburgh, why can't some of the students that are from Miami, from Chicago, from Montana, do the exact same thing in their area? Bring these students together, tell them everything we've learned, and get them all excited. And you're not going to have 100% success, but that's fine. But even if we're able to like double the number of people from our area that come next year, if they're able to double the number of people that come, pretty soon it's going to be so easy to educate, because you go from two gals trying to educate and share what we know to six people to 12 people. And it just, in theory, sounds like it might work.
Well, it was the whole idea of the mentoring program. Open a door, invite them in and see what happens. You know, I think that's one thing we get to learn as DMP students too, is there is no failure if you try to make change, right? As long as you do it with a plan and you do it with a thought, you might learn that your way wasn't quite right, but that need still needs to be filled, right? So you start and you see what happens. And if you do it with the right passion, I think you'll produce something. Have you been to your state meeting yet?
No. So, Pana.
So this was
Pennsylvania
is a big state, and that's why I'm asking. So no, that's okay, but it's a big state. And no, the reason why I'm asking is, so this is your first organized meeting of nurse anesthetists.
Correct. Yes.
So I would encourage you, if thoughts, reach out to your board at PANA. Tell them who you are. Tell them what you did, that you were here and you were mentored by the fabulous Julie Gottman. And that this is what your thoughts are. This is what you learned. And you would love to have a platform to share that with other students in Pennsylvania and see what they say. They may say
to
you.
Have you met your president, Laura?
Not here,
Wiggins?
No.
Laura's here. I'll make that happen.
We'll have to run into her.
She may say, they got a great budget in Pennsylvania. They may provide you with $1,000. I'm going to make up a number. Mm-hmm. And they may say, you know what? We're going to have a student reception. We're going to put you two in charge, and you're going to bring them in, and your president, Laura's going to come. And
are y'all going to the PAC event tonight?
We are.
Yes.
Okay.
We'll be at the PAC event.
I'm texting Laura right now.
So they may create an opportunity for you in your state meeting to, now if it's on the eastern side of Pennsylvania, which is Hershey, you're going to get perhaps the schools there. I mean, Pennsylvania has so many schools.
Right?
That might be your group that time. And then the next, I think they alternate sides, don't they? They go back and forth for their state meetings.
I know this year's in Hershey.
Yeah.
I don't recall where last year's was.
Bedford Springs.
Yeah, I think it falls. So it just moves a little bit inward.
Fantastic meeting and a fantastic place.
A beautiful resort.
Yes. So, and I'm sure, being that your program director selected you to come here, might even be encouraging of you, you know what, we'll give you the time to do this because it's leadership development, right?
And I know PANA does do events. They've done events in Pittsburgh. So maybe it might even just be
a local event.
Yeah. And a matter of just being like, hey, do you care if we jump in on, you know, one of these sessions that you guys have, one of these already pre-planned events, and just kind of give a little spiel? And it might be as easy as that. You know, instead of recreating the wheel, let me just jump in and be another spoke on the wheel.
I have a hard time believing they'd say no. And I would also reach out to them and ask them to mentor you if you want to.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I'd love to have somebody who I can talk to about this. I've been inspired. I want to, you know, I'm going to stay in Pennsylvania. I mean, to them, what they're going to see is, oh, thank God, somebody's going to take my seat. I can resign. at least, right? Because otherwise, all you do is move the hats around on the board.
Yeah.
We don't do that in North Carolina.
Well, shut up. we do. A lot of states do that, especially small states that only have
so many members. Agree.
Right?
We've got a lot of good information here, and sometimes I think maybe the AANA, we have fallen short in this area, just because we know what the problem is.
I know they're mentoring now at ACDE, FG, whatever, you know,
ACDC, the faculty.
Assembly School faculty, it will forever be
ASF,
for me.
ASF,
So they're starting to do that at different meetings, which I think is so important.
Yeah. It all started here. At this meeting?
It started at the annual meeting.
Was it?
Mm-hmm. It was at the annual meeting. And then we spread to the major assembly.
The memory's already going.
And I don't, because I dragged that sled behind me for a while.
Yes, but, you did, girlfriend. Yes, you did.
But
yes,
look at what it did. Look at what it produced. Look at what it produced.
Look at what you started. You planted a seed, or you threw a pebble in a pond.
Anyway.
And maybe this can be a branch off of the mentorship program that already exists.
Kelby and Haley, you're in charge.
Yep.
I have dubbed you, knighted you. You are in charge.
That's it.
And we'll do this.
Hello everyone, Jeremy here. Beyond the Mask is sponsoring a team for Halos again this year. Halos is an organization that offered support when Sharon lost her grandchild, Emma, 2 years ago. Halos is a nonprofit that provides emotional and financial support to bereaved parents who have lost a child from miscarriage through age 20. It's run by parents who have lost a child themselves and want to be there for those parents that need love and support, or someone who truly understands what they're going through. The only means of support for Halos is through fundraisers and personal donations. Their largest fundraiser is a walkathon, which will take place on August the 6th. Sharon will be emceeing the event. Please consider joining us in donating by going to the show notes to look for the link, or by going to the Beyond the Mask Facebook page. Thank you for your consideration.
You can find out more information about the 2023 Halos Walk and donate by clicking on the link in the show notes of today's episode on beyondthemaskpodcast.com. 13th Annual Memorial Walk takes place in New Richmond, Wisconsin on August 5th.
So as we wrap this up, because we've all got to party like it's 1983.
We have to support our PAC, right? Isn't that what we're doing? Our PAC event.
And you guys have
80s theme.
Wait until you see what's going to happen tonight. Then you'll definitely want to be involved. It's always so much fun. What are some concluding thoughts that you'd like to leave the listeners with? Who are CRNAs or SRNAs? We have a lot of SRNAs who listen to our podcast.
Just the first word that comes to my mind is thankful that this fell into our laps. You know, it's like a happy accident, serendipity. Ironically, I was one class away from having a law minor. So I find it interesting that I ended up here working on advocating and in DC. So the one thing I would want to leave with people is get involved, dig a little bit deeper, know a little bit more, and join us.
Yeah, I totally, to piggyback off of that, I would agree. I feel like the first thing that comes to my mind, being a student, I know coming here, I was like, well, I'm just a student. Like, what do I have to offer? You know, the imposter syndrome, you know, feeling that way all the time. But really here, it just kind of reiterated that there's space at the table for all of us. So don't kind of shy away just because you're a student. Get involved and really push yourself and let other people challenge you and really just, I know I'm here like in school because somebody's passion made me fall in love with what they do. So I just encourage you to continue like finding passion and igniting that in other people and just kind of paying it forward and, you know, just kind of inspiring others. So just keep up the passion.
Well, you heard it here first, people. The future board of directors of the AANA is
I just want to. That's it, man.
Holy cow.
I want to sit at their table.
I do too.
President.
There's room for everyone at the table.
Everyone.
Yes. Love that. Yes. Well, really great messages. Thank you. And I would disagree slightly. It was not serendipity. You were chosen for a reason. And it's clear in this podcast why you both were chosen.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
We could spot that. So. Thank you, ladies. Both of
Thank
you are going to
us.
Be stars within this organization. And I have a feeling this little seed is germinating right now. Mm-hmm. And I think we'll see great things come out of you, too.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We're looking
so
forward
excited.
To it.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's a wrap. Mm-hmm. Thanks for listening to Beyond the Mask with the absent Jeremy Stanley, myself, Sharon Pierce, and guest co-host
Tracy Castleman.
If you like our show and want to help us grow, Tracy, can you tell our listeners how to help the show grow?
Well, the best way to help us is to like the show, share it on social media, tell your friends how much you love Tracy on the show, and leave a review, but make it
positive. As Jeremy says, there's enough negativity in the world.
But your listeners would love to know that Beyond the Mask is in the top 50 medical podcasts in the country and number one in the CRNA community.
Thank you to all our listeners. We wouldn't be here without you. Until the next time.
Beyond the Mask is made possible by the team at CRNA Financial Planning. With almost two decades of experience, the firm guides CRNAs through the complexities of investing and financial planning. Schedule a free consultation today by calling 855-304-3748 or go online to crnafinancialplanning.com.
Hi, this is Jackie Rolls, president of the International Federation of Nurse Anesthetists and president and founder of Our Hearts, Your Hands, a global anesthesia support community that takes donations to allow nurse anesthetists in low and middle income countries to go to educational programs, buy equipment, or textbooks. Your donations are tax deductible, and we would appreciate your support.
Be sure to subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and anywhere you like to listen to shows. Also, be sure to check out BeyondTheMaskPodcast.com. Each episode is posted there with a corresponding blog post, and we timestamp important parts of the episode to help you quickly get to the content you're looking for. Also, check out the special series section on the site. You can follow along and catch up on the CRNA History Series, episodes specifically about political conversations in the industry, or try the CRNA Personal Finance Series. It's all on BeyondTheMaskPodcast.com. And if you have a question for the show or want to be a guest or even suggest a particular topic, fill out the contact form on the site or send an email directly to us at info@BeyondTheMaskPodcast.com. And lastly, let's take the conversation social. Check out our Beyond the Mask podcast Facebook page and Facebook group.